Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know ministers that were anointed and powerful ministers, and they hadn't served God for years. Out of church, out of the ministry, why? Something happened, they sinned, they messed up. Friend, just because you sin and mess up doesn't mean you have to quit.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. The gifts and callings of God are without repentance. He doesn't change. He doesn't change. He knew before it happened that it could happen. He knew then from the beginning. And He still loved you. And He still called you. And still told you could have it. And you could be it and you do it. He told you knowing that. He wasn't surprised when you messed up, when you blew it. And He went, oh, I wish I hadn't told them they could have all that now that they've done it. Are you kidding? He knows the end from the beginning. He knew it before He told you. He's going to use you like that. I'll let you have that. But people quit, don't they? We live in a world full of quitters. It's become popular more than ever to quit. Now people use different terminology to describe it. They call it changing their mind. Church going folk call it, I just feel led to do something different now. Huh? Just because it got hot in the kitchen, because the pressure was on, because your faith was tried, got uncomfortable, and it went longer and it wasn't changing, and now they feel led to change and leave and do something different. And people quit their families, they quit their friends, they quit their churches, they quit their jobs. I mean, they just change them like the newspaper. But you don't have to. And the problem with that is if you do that, you'll never grow up. I said, you'll never grow up. That's how you become a person who's been born again 50 years and are still a baby. Because every time something comes up, you quit. And you quit. And you quit. And you quit. Some event happened. We're not ignorant of the devil's devices. You know how he works? See his workings. See what's going on. He wants to keep you out of that. He wants to keep you from developing. I know he attacked, you know, Phyllis has told you, and I've told you in these marriage meetings about some of the trouble we had. Well, it was bad. And the financial trouble and the marriage trouble, I mean, what was the enemy trying to do? He's trying to keep me and you and she and you from ever meeting. Oh, did you hear this now? He's trying to keep this church from ever being born. He's trying to keep these free ministry materials from ever going out. And the list goes on and on and on. How would he have been able to accomplish it? If we would have got discouraged enough. And hurt enough. Offended enough. Upset enough to just say, we ain't ministry material. Dear Lord, fight like cats and dogs. I mean, if we can't even have a good marriage, how are we going to take care of the church of God? How are we going to help people? Can't even pay our bills? Behind on our taxes? Won't make enough money to get out of town? How are we going to lead somebody? How are we going to be an example? I'll tell you how. You don't quit. You don't quit. You saying, I'm not where I need to be, but I will get there. By the help of God, I will get there. No, it may not all happen in a week or two, but I will get there. I'll get there. If it takes years, if it takes decades, it's the will of God. It's the plan of God. If I mess up, I'll repent. If I go a wrong way, I'll turn around. But I will, by the grace of God and the faithfulness of God, said out loud, I will get there. I'll get there. And you will if you won't quit. How will you get to full development? No longer a baby. No longer immature. I mean a settled, developed, strong son of God. A pillar to your family. A strength to your church. Glory to God. An asset to your Lord's kingdom. A person he can count on. A person he can use and make a difference in. How are you going to get there? Well, one of the main things of your part is that you just don't quit. If you look back and go, well, I didn't grow as much this year as I would like to have. I still feel pretty carnal. Well, that's history now. But what? But I'll get there. The Lord will help me. See, people quit over events. Let me show you something as simple as this. Somebody's real heavy and it's bothering their health and it bothers their self-esteem and they want to get this weight off. And they do pretty good for a few days and then they mess up and eat a whole pie. And what's the devil say? You've blown it now, right? It's all out the window. You might as well. Huh? You might as well. Just eat another pie. Huh? You might as well. You've already blown it. You know? And what he's wanting you to do is give up on your dream. Give up on your vision and go, I ain't never going to happen. I mean, I don't know what I was thinking. And eating the pie is not what defeated you. Eating 10 pies is not what defeated you. Was it? Because you could have got back up and said, I shouldn't eat them 10 pies. Lord, have mercy on me. I shouldn't eat them 10 pies. But, I am not done. I am not done. I'm get back up, get back on the horse, right? I'm not done. I will get there. I want you to get this in your spirit this morning. Huh? I will get there. Somebody messes up, go in the shopping center, and they're with friends that's got more money than they do, and they max out their credit cards and spend tithe money. And go, you know, condemnation now, and oh God, what's wrong with me? I'm so ignorant. I'm so stupid. I'm so stupid. I'm so stupid. And you do that, and the devil will say, nah, you're stupider than that. Give me that little rubber hammer here. Take this sledgehammer. Let me tell you how stupid you really are. And if you listen to him, time you get to, you won't have enough confidence to fill a thimble. And what's his objective? Spending this money, huh? Spending tithe money, is that what ruins you? No, you can get over this. You can get past this. Yeah, but my credit cards are maxed up. I don't know if I can ever pay them. Yeah, you can. You can. Can anybody testify that God can pay off credit cards, even big, heavy credit cards, long, old debts? Easy. That is not a problem to him. You know what is a problem to him? If you quit, he doesn't have a legal right to give you victory. He can't impose it on you against your will because he's established it by his own word. Are you still in Hebrews? Let's read the rest of this. Hebrews, what did he say? Cast not away your confidence. What comes on the other end of it? Great recompense of reward. There's big pay. For you have need of... You got to have this endurance. You got to have this never going to quit. Get back up on the horse. Strike out 1,000 times, but pick the bat up again. You got to have it. You got to have it. You know, somebody asked Brother John Osteen, who's in heaven now. You know, his son Joel's pastoring the church there in Houston. Wonderful, huge, blessed church. asked him, this is before he went home, how did his ministry get big and get so strong and flirt, which was big before he went home? And he said, we just outlasted everybody else. Referring to all the churches that sprung up and started in the area and quit. And people started and quit and started and quit, and they're looking for a good church. So Brother John's still over there. And no matter what happened to them, they wouldn't quit. They just kept on. No matter what they didn't know, they wouldn't quit. They just kept on. Can you say amen? You have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Go to James. You're close by there. Go to James, the 5th chapter. Say it out loud.
I will get there.
I'll get there. Hallelujah. James 5, verse 11. He said, behold, we count them happy that do what? You want to be happy? You want to have some wonderful things happen in your life? Huh? You want to see miracles that other people don't see? Get to places other people don't get? How you going to get there? You're going to endure. You're going to endure when it doesn't look like it's working. Endure. You have heard of what? Of the patience of Job. And you have seen the end of the Lord. That the Lord is very pitiful or full of pity and of tender mercy. Did you know that's what you were supposed to get out of the book of Job? Huh? The New Testament tells you two main things you were supposed to have gotten out of the 42 chapters of Job. Is that what most people got out of it?
No.
No, dear Lord, no. I guess I'm just like poor old Job. Well, glory to God. You like Job? Praise the Lord. Job got healed. Job got twice as much as he lost. Yeah. Right? Yeah. People miss the punchline, don't they? What's the two big things you should have got out of the book of Job? Job was patient. What does that mean? He endured. We count them happy which endure. And the Lord? Full of pity, full of compassion, and merciful. And didn't he come through for Job? Was he merciful to Job and good to Job?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Perfection Through Patience, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1603-O. That's R-1603-O, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.